So let's pick up where we left off last time. So basically, up until this point, what we've been seeing in the previous times was that Ramchal is laying down that the way the Bria is set up is that you put the this world is put in a place of lack of completion, or let's just say lack. And the way the system is set up in all different levels, the personal level, the universal level, is that there's an eye toward the Hashlama, whether in Gashmius, whether in Ruchnius, whether in your own life, whether in terms of the Bria reaching its full completion. And this is where Kivui comes in. Tikva is your hope toward the completion, your hope toward the Elyonim to receive the aid to get the completion. And that's what actually creates the Shefa. As we've been seeing, the Tikva has two levels to it. There's hope, as in hope. And then there's active hope, which is expressed, whether in Tefillah or the way that it's actually meant to be set up, is that through the Ma'asim Tovim we bring down that Shefa. And again, just the basic point being that this is where the Kav comes in. The Kav, which is the conduit, the line, bringing the Shefa of Elokus into our world, is the response to the tikva. The tikva activates the kav. That's why they are the same shayrish. So now we move on. Next stage of the discussion. He brings a pasuk that takes the discussion a step further. Emes me'eretz titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. You may remember that pasuk from Rashi and Bereishis. But simply understood, what the pasuk is saying is, emes sprouts forth from earth, and tzedek then can be seen from shamayim. In other words, shamayim, they'll respond to what we're doing down here. So he explains as follows. He explains it that the first stage is tzedek mishamayim mishkaf. So it's interesting. If we really just translate the pasuk tzedek mishamayim mishkaf, it means tzedek is seen from shamayim. Tzedek is seen from shamayim. Nishkaf. What's that? Mashkif means to look down, right? Mashkif means to look. Oh, that, I don't know how that connects. I guess that makes sense. The one overhead. But mashkif means to look down, right? Hashkafa is how you view something. So, Vayashkev Hashem al pnei sitoim, right? What's that? Vayashkev, like to focus in on something. Okay. Vayashkev, right. So here, nishkaf means it is seen. So tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. So the simple understanding of the pasuk is tzedek comes from the shamayim, but he's noting that it doesn't actually say that it comes down. Doesn't you can see it mishamayim. When you look up, then you can see tzedek. You can see the chesed there. Tzedek here implies chesed. Now, what's the idea? So Ramchal giving a very deep understanding here. Shehashefa nishkaf milamala. The tzedek means the chesed coming from milamala. Nishkaf means it makes itself seen. The first stage is tzedek mishamayim nishkaf, or emes me'eretz titzmach, meaning we said that the way it's set up is that we're created with the lack. We have to hope toward the above and express that hope toward the above and move that hope toward the above in order to bring down the kav, in order to bring down the shefa from shamayim. But he's saying that even also in shamayim, the elyonim, the sources of the bracha, are actually, so to speak, that chesed of Hashem is making itself seen. It's kind of like peeking out at you so that you should. It wants to be brought down. It wants to be brought down. So he says, Hashefa nishkaf milamala. The Shefa makes itself seen, meaning nishkaf is more than just it is seen. It's something active, it's something that it's doing. Like you say to somebody, mitra'e, we'll be seen to each other, meaning we'll meet each other, right? So Hashefa nishkaf milamala, it makes itself seen from above. Umantin la tikva And it's waiting for the tikva to come up from down here on earth to bring it down. Tikvas emes, meaning the true type of hope. Shehu habitachon shel emes sheboitchim bashkoch. Which, what is true hope toward Hashem? Bitachon. Bitachon. Meaning we're not talking about tikva as in hope, that's something just very abstract. I hope it'll be this way. I have no premise to believe that it will. But tikva, in our case, we're talking about something active, something that we're directing toward the source where we know it comes from. I hope toward Hashem, hoping to see Him bring it down. This is bitachon, that I'm looking toward Hashem expectantly, so to speak. And that is the emes. That's why I'm saying emes me eretz titzmach, the true perspective. Meaning he's going to say why this is called emes. Why don't we just call it tikva me eretz titzmach? He says because the hope requires seeing through things and getting it right. Meaning, a person can have hope because either without any basis, he just hopes. Or he has hope because he figures, I don't know, let's say a person is in need of a Yeshua. So he has hope because why do I have hope? What's the basis for my hope? I know there's a good doctor who can probably do the job. So he says, that's not the hope. That's not the true hope. The true hope is to see through all of the Gashmi's different means and to see that my hope needs to be directed toward Hashem. That's why we're calling it emes, that you get it right. You direct your hope right. I'm hoping for Yeshua. I'm hoping for Hashlama. I'm hoping for Geula, etc. But I direct that hope right. I get through all the different material smoke screens that are in the way. Doctor, money, my abilities, the army, etc., etc. And I see through it all. No. Past that. The doctor might be a kli. The army might be a kli, etc. But where does my hope really need to get to? What's the MS? Is that I need to get it all the way up to Shammai. That's where I need to get my hope. So, any bitachon, if your hope is, and your bitachon, and here we're talking about more than just hope, because you actually have faith that you know that your hope can be realized, right? So this is where bitachon and hope come together. It's based hope. It's not just abstract hope. Bitachon b'Hashem hu bitachon shel emes. That is the true bitachon. That's where if I have hopes, if I have wants, if I have desires, I'm hoping for something. If I manage to get my hope to see through everything in the way and get that hope to Hashem, then I have a tikva shel emes. And then this is what the pasuk is saying: emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim yishkaf. Meaning the chesed is peeping through min hashamayim, making itself seen, trying to attract your attention. Look here. Look this way. Bring me down. Right? It wants to come down. And it's waiting for emes meretz titzmach. Let the person stop being blinded by the wrong things and get the true perspective and direct it upward in his tikva, and then he'll bring down that tzedek. Shenema, v'yodato ki ani Hashem. So he says, and again, this is called tikvas emes, this is called bitochen shel emes, because it is tikva, it's hope, that has absolute returns. It's bitachon that will absolutely be realized. And this we have to understand. Is every hope realized? Is every bitachon realized? I have bitachon. Okay, I'm facing a precarious situation. Things always work out in the way we trust that they will. They don't always. Having bitachon ups your chances, definitely. But it doesn't always work out that way. So why do we say that? This is called tikvas emes. This is called bitachon shel emes, that is absolute. So he says, so first of all, he brings a few psukim. Shenema, yodato ki ani Hashem asher lo yevoishu koivai. Anyone who hopes toward me will not be put to shame, meaning he won't be disappointed. What does that mean? Again, sometimes the hope doesn't materialize. Let's see. But here he's first bringing out that no, hope brings the results. Another pasuk, Lo ish kelvi chazev. Hashem is not a man who might disappoint your hopes. Your hopes in Hashem are absolute. They will be realized. Another pasuk to this effect. Im yismama chakeloi. I'm hoping for something. It's not coming. It's not coming. Continue to hope for. Anticipate. Here he adds. And here he's making a very profound point. Meaning, he's going a little bit of a step beyond the Chavis HaLavis. The Chavis HaLavis says that you're working with the understanding that the Sefer Shalavar, Hashem is going to do what's best for you. But the Mitzvah Sishon is making another point. Your Tikva is actually activating Bracha. You might be hoping for something specific. And that something specific might not be destined for you. But your tikva is bringing results. This Rabbeinu Yonah makes this point. He says, let's say I have a person going for an interview, a job that he hopes he's going to get. Hashem is going to help him. He comes into the interview full of bitachon. And let's check both cases. We'll talk first about the case where he got the job. We'll talk about the case where he didn't get the job. He comes in, he has full bitachon. As he's sitting and talking to the boss, he's feeling this is not about this person's decision, it's whatever Hashem decides. Comes through with full bitachon. Next day gets the call, you got the job. Against all odds. Bitachon played itself out. Rabbeinu Yonah says you have to realize something. The fact that you got the job is the smaller benefit of the bitachon. The bitachon is an accomplishment in and of itself, and the schar you're going to get for it is actually the bigger benefit. The bitachon is creating great results. It's bringing Hashem closer to you, and it's bringing you more shefa from Hashem. Sometimes you'll actually see it in the gashmis. Sometimes you won't, but this is what he's saying. It could be that it won't be realized in what you're hoping for, but it is creating shefa. It's creating more chesed Hashem, and therefore, you're going to see what your hope brought onto you. And therefore, tikva sanim toivad la'ad zeyevsha. This is the pasuk in Tehillim. It says, tikva sanim loy, what's the solution of the pasuk? Just a second. The full lashon is ki lo lenetzach yishochach evyoyim tikvas aniyim toivad la'ad. A the poor person will not be forgotten forever, and his hope will not be lost forever. Meaning there is no such thing as a person whose hope was not realized, if it's the right type of hope. So, what's the understanding? You have this ani, he's hoping and hoping and hoping, hoping for Hashem, anticipating that Hashem will better his situation. That doesn't happen. His material situation doesn't better. But he's saying you should know, no, all that hope is producing. All that hope is achieving. It's creating. It's creating more and more and more bracha. Hashem decided that, no, in the Gashmis, it's not a good idea. But it's creating that bracha. That hope did not go lost. It's coming back. It's being realized. Okay. Okay, fine. We'll leave this for next time. How he now ties this into the puzzle of the Shuas Kivisi Hashem. Okay. Sorry? It's a Mishle. It's not an Inshari Tshuva. It's a Mishle. I have to look it up again. Mm-hmm.